American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. What are negative questions? Let's find out. Sometimes questions aren't questions at all. Speakers of English often want to confirm information they think they know. In other words, we might know something about a fact and we simply want to know if it's true or not. We also use negative questions to offer an opinion, polite requests, and offers. When someone uses a negative question, be careful with your answer. Here are a few different ways to use negative questions. Here we use negative questions for confirmation. In other words, to find out if someone agrees with you or agrees with a fact. Don't you like to read, "Yes, I do," or "No, I don't"? This is a great way to ask a question if I already think I know the answer. Didn't you visit the doctor yesterday? Yes, I did, or no, I didn't. In this case, again, I might know, I might have an idea that you went to the doctor. Maybe I saw you, maybe someone told me, maybe you told me you were going, and I just wanted to confirm the fact that you did go to the doctor. Aren't you going to work today? Yes, I am, or no, I'm not. This might be where someone has told you they're going to work. Maybe they're late. Maybe it's time to leave, get dressed, get ready for work, get on the bus, something like that. Weren't you at the party last night? Yes, I was, or no, I wasn't. Maybe I saw you there. Maybe I wanted to ask if you had gone to the party last night. Hasn't the postman arrived yet? Yes, he has, or no, he hasn't. Maybe he normally comes about 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's now 11 o'clock. I want to confirm that maybe you know that the postman has delivered the mail or has arrived already. Haven't you eaten breakfast yet? Yes, I have, or no, I haven't. Maybe you normally eat about 9 o'clock, and I have noticed that you haven't eaten yet. Here we offer our opinion with negative questions. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a new car? Yes, it would be. Or no, it wouldn't. Maybe I think I want to buy a new car. Maybe there's a reason that I'm mentioning this. Maybe we've talked about it before. So, hey, wouldn't it be nice if we had a new car? Yes, it would. Wow, wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't it be great if you could drive a car? Yes, it would. No, it wouldn't. This could be an opinion or maybe an invitation for you to learn how to drive a car. Here are some polite requests with negative questions. Another very, very polite way to ask for something. Why don't you have dinner with us tonight? I'd love that. What a great way to ask someone to have dinner with you. Again, this is a negative question. Listen again. Hey, why don't you have dinner with us tonight? Notice my intonation doesn't come up. My intonation stays the same. Why don't you join us at the beach house? I'd love to. Again, an open invitation with a negative question. Listen again. Why don't you join us at the beach house? You'll notice my intonation didn't come up because this is an offer. It's an invitation. Here are some offers with negative questions. Wouldn't you like another cup of tea? I would like that. Thank you so much. Again, this is another very polite way to make an offer, to offer someone a cup of tea. This is truly advanced English. Listen again. Wouldn't you like another cup of tea? You hear how I said that? So this is a very polite way with the word would. We often use the word would with requests and offers. Wouldn't you like another slice of pizza? Yes, I'll have another. This is another way to offer something to somebody, and it's very, very polite with a negative statement and the word would. Remember that a negative question isn't a question at all. We use it many different ways in the English language. When someone uses a negative question, simply answer with the truth. Answer how you feel. Yes, I would. No, I wouldn't. Yes, I do. No, I don't. You might use a simple yes or no with a follow-up statement. Remember that the words yes or no are simply adverbs. So we often say the same thing twice in the English language. Yes, I would, or I could say, I would, I wouldn't. But we often use yes or no first because we want to reaffirm, or maybe it's about conversation, maybe it's just the way we're thinking. But most speakers of English will use yes or no before they make some kind of statement. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.